at the state of them.
What?
Your trainers.
It's raining. They're just a bit dirty.
Dirty? They're falling apart. Look at the sole. All the grips come off.
Yeah, they are a bit slippy sometimes. They're just a bit worn down.
Worn down? More like worn out. And they haven't got any laces to tie them up. What's that all about?
Fashion?
Shut up.
All right, I'll take them off.
No, keep them on.
What's the matter?
They stink.
The trainers?
No, your feet. And when you buy some new trainers, get some new socks too. Look at those holes. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, Jack is going to buy some new trainers.
But more importantly, we're going to help you with the language you need to buy trainers or sports shoes in a sports shop.
Listen to the podcast, and if you're listening on the Premier Skills English website, you can also read the transcript, do the activities, test your understanding with a quiz, and discuss this week's task in the comments section with Premier League fans from around the world.
And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast, because we have a new football phrase for you to guess too.
So, in a minute, Jack is going to go shopping for new trainers. But before we do that, let's look at the word trainers.
In the UK, we call the shoes that we use for running and sport in general trainers. But people use different words in different parts of the world.
So, I've got a quiz for you, Jack. I'm going to give you a word for trainers, and you have to tell me the country it's used in. All right?
Trainers. The UK.
Very good. But you can't have a point for that. I'm going to give you five more. Number one. Where in the world do they use the word sneakers?
Easy. The USA.
That's right. Trainers in the UK, but sneakers in the US. Number two. Where in the world do they use the word tackies?
Never heard of it. Australia?
Nope. Trainers in the UK, but in South Africa, tackies. Number three. Where in the world do they use the word runners?
That makes sense, but I don't know where it's used. New Zealand?
Nope. Trainers in the UK, but in Canada, runners. Number four. Where in the world do they use the word kicks?
I've heard this used. I think it's the US again.
You're right. Kicks is an informal word for trainers or sneakers in the United States. Number five. Where in the world do they use the word joggers?
Runners, joggers. Again, it makes sense. Is that Canada too?
Nope. Trainers in the UK, but in Australia, joggers. That's two out of five.
That was difficult. In the next section, I'm going to buy some new trainers, or tackies, as they say in South Africa. And afterwards, we'll look at some of the language you need to go shopping for trainers.
While you're listening, we have two questions for you. Question one. What's the problem with the first pair of trainers that Jack tries on? And question two. Does he find a pair he likes? Hello there. How are you doing? How can I help you this morning?
Just looking, thanks.
No problem. Just give me a shout if you need anything.
Excuse me, could I try these in a size 10, please?
Sure, I'll be back in 1 minute. Here you go.
These are a bit small. They pinch a bit at the toes. Can I try the next size up?
I've got the size 11 here.
Great.
You need to have a thumb's width at the front of the shoe to get a proper fit.
They fit really well, but I'm not sure about the colour. I don't really like bright green. Have you got them in, blue?
I'll just go and check. Here we go.
Let's have a try. They've got really good grip. I wouldn't be slipping about in these.
They really suit you.
Actually, they're a bit loose around the heel. Do you have half sizes?
Yes, but I think we've only got the green in a 10.5.
Okay, can I try them on, please?
Yep, back in 2 ticks.
Right, okay, they fit well. And I don't really mind the green, to be honest. The fit is more important than the colour. How much are they?
They're £49.99. Actually, the blue pair are £10 more, so the green ones are a bit of a bargain.
Great, I'll take them.
In this section, we're going to look at some of the phrases Jack used when buying his new trainers.
You can see these phrases on the Premier Skills English podcast page with an activity to help you learn them.
When Jack went into the shop, I was the shop assistant and asked if I could help. I hate this. When I go into a shop, the first thing I want to do is to look around.
Me too. So the phrase you need to use is just looking, thanks, or I'm just browsing, thanks. This tells the assistant to give you some space.
Once you've had a good look round and chosen some trainers, that's when you want to talk to the shop assistant.
The most important questions here are, could I try these on, please? Or could I try these in a size 9 or 10, please?
To try on is a phrasal verb, which means to put on, which is another phrasal verb. To try on is to put on some clothes to see if you like them or not.
Saying, could I try these on, is good, but then the assistant will ask for your size. So it's better to say, could I try these in a size 9, please?
Sizes in the UK are a bit complicated, though. I'm a size 9 in the UK, but a 43 in Spain, where they use European sizes.
So if you're buying shoes in the UK, you may need to try on a few different sizes.
A useful phrase that Jack used was, can I try the next size up? Because the trainers were too small. If they're too big, you can say, can I try a size down? Or have you got a smaller size?
You might also want to describe why you need the next size up or down. The keywords here are tight and loose.
If the trainers are too small, they'll be tight. Jack said the first pair of trainers pinched at the toes. This means that they were too tight.
The second pair I tried were too loose. I said that they were a bit loose around the heel, which is the back of your foot. I also asked for a different colour. To do this, I said, have you got these in green?
Two more useful words for trainers and clothes generally, which we used in the role play, are fit and suit.
Fit is used to describe the shape and size of something and how well it fits to your feet or body. Are they too big or small? Are the trainers the right size?
Suit is used to describe the style and how good something looks on you. Does it make you look attractive? Do your trainers match the colour of your eyes? That kind of thing.
So there are some of the keywords and phrases you need to go and buy some trainers in the UK. On the podcast page, we have some more vocabulary connected to trainers and some activities to help you understand this podcast.
Your task this week is to tell us about your trainers. How many pairs of trainers do you have? What do you use them for, sports or general use?
Do you wear your trainers all the time? How often do you buy a new pair? Is there a pair of trainers you want to buy?
Describe your favourite pair of trainers. Are they like Jack's old pair that he loves but are falling apart? Or do you prefer to wear a nice new pair of sneakers?
Write your comments about trainers in the comments section at the bottom of the page on the Premier Skills English website.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, our last football phrase. It was to leave everything on the pitch. It means to give your all and to try your best. It means to give 100% and have nothing left at the end of the match.
It was a really difficult phrase last week, and only Laker Wang from China got it right after a few clues in the comments section. Well done to you, Laker Wang.
I'm going to make this week's football phrase easier, but only a little bit. This week's football phrase is a... This football phrase describes a goal that is very easy. For example, when a player crosses the ball, it goes past the goalkeeper and the striker can put the ball into the empty net from 1 metre. It was so easy, even Rich could have scored it. It was a...
I would probably miss. Let's see who can get it. Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to the task and football phrase in the comments section below.
If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you could leave your answers in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.